USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The man who served as his vice president says George H.W. Bush was
an honorable, decent, caring president of the United States.
Former Vice President Dan Quayle goes on to say about the former commander-in-chief who passed away on Friday.
When we'd have discussions in the Oval Office, the question that he would raise in making a decision, whether it was to expel Saddam Hussein from Kuwait or whether it was dealing with a budget matter, he would always ask, what is in the best interest of the American people?
President Bush, 41, will be remembered at a funeral at the National Cathedral in Washington on Wednesday, which will also be a national day of mourning. Authorities are confirming an apparent grenade attack at the U.S. consulate in Guadalajara, Mexico, yesterday, just ahead of the swearing-in of the new Mexican president. No casualties were reported. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Paris sees its worst riots in decades as protesters angry with economic reforms imposed by French President Emmanuel Macron yesterday were torching vehicles, looting shops, smashing windows, and clashing with police. Over 400 people arrested, as many as 150 said to have been injured. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo doubling down on the U.S. support for Saudi Arabia. Here's USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. relationship with Saudi Arabia is a very important one and the war in Yemen must come to a conclusion.
Secretary Mattis and I and the President have made very clear we're working to end the hostilities in Yemen. The humanitarian crisis there is of epic proportions, millions of people at or near starvation. This administration has put almost $1 billion into stopping that humanitarian crisis. The Saudis have put even more money in of theirs.
That's our Rick Vincent. Remember, we're online at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Seismologists say the Earth is still reverberating after Alaska was rocked by a magnitude 7.0 earthquake on Friday. There have been as many as 650 aftershocks in that region, making damage assessment difficult. President Trump has signed a federal disaster declaration and has been in touch with the state's governor. Despite how strong that earthquake was, no serious injuries or fatalities have been reported. Former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen's lawyer is now seeking time served instead of a prison sentence, saying his crimes were only meant to protect the commander-in-chief. USA Radio's Wendy King with more.
Attorneys for President Trump's former personal lawyer are working hard to keep Michael Cohen out of prison. The lawyers say in court papers filed in New York that Cohen has cooperated extensively with special counsel Robert Mueller and New York State investigators and will continue to do so. Cohen's lawyers say he deserves no prison time for crimes he committed in an abundance of enthusiasm for his ex-boss.
And celebrity astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson is now being investigated for sexual misconduct after several women came forward to accuse him of harassment, assault, and even rape. Fox Entertainment Group and the producers of his TV series Cosmos say they are looking into the allegations. Tyson denies any wrongdoing. And for USA Radio News,